770. It is 8:15, almost 8:16, and guests this morning from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Washington County Parks and Trails. I want to let my guests introduce themselves like we do, and we will go ahead. Go ahead, Becky.
My name is Becky Chemnitz. I'm the office manager at the Volunteer Center.
My name is Michelle Spettle. I'm a marketing specialist at the Volunteer Center.
Hello, my name is Eric Hyde. I'm the park and trail manager for Washington County.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Good to see you.
And thanks for having us.
You bet. So is the Do-Good bus about ready to roll again?
We're ready to go right away. It's time to help our member agency get ready for the holiday season, of course. Grab a friend and get into the holiday spirit by giving back. The next ride is Saturday, November 9th. It'll be 9 a.m. to noon. Our suggested donation is $11 per person. Lunch will be provided. This is going to be a family-friendly ride, and you need to be 14 or older without a guardian. We'll meet at the Hub, and the Hub, again, is at 303 Water Street in West Bend.
All right. Sounds good.
I think the teaser for this ride is barking up the right tree.
That's right.
For the holiday season.
I saw that on Facebook, yeah. Gosh, I wonder what that might potentially involve.
I have no idea.
Sometimes they give away a little bit more than other times, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
worst
right.
kept secret in town. But this is going to be a really fun one, and it's, the family-friendly, we're trying to do more and more of those because we've heard from people that they enjoy them. So here's another one coming your way.
Well, there you go. All right.
Let's talk about what's going on at the Volunteer Center in the Hub. We're starting interviews soon for the barista positions that are open at the Hub. We've really found that we need to have some part-time baristas to help fill some weekend shifts and to just give us a little bit more flexibility. We do need to have one paid staff person on at all times, and then the rest of our baristas are still volunteers. So that makes us a little unique, but we are looking for a few more staff people to join us. So it's a really unique opportunity to work with the Hub. And if you're interested or you know somebody who's interested, send them to our website, socialgoodbrews.org, to apply for that position.
All right.
You know, we had that strum-in, our first ukulele
strum-in. Yeah, I saw some video from that.
It was so much fun. It just felt good. You went up there and everybody was happy. So we're doing it again.
Okay.
Yeah. November 11th will be our next strum-in. And the thing I wanted to highlight today was, you know, if you're feeling a little leery about, like, getting in a room and playing along with a bunch of people, you can practice. We've got the whole songbook up on our website, again, socialgoodbrews.org. It's down in the Get Involved section, and it's a link to a PDF file of all the songs that we would pick from. And we will post the playlist about a week or two before the event on social media. So you can practice and get familiar with the songs we'll be playing.
There we go.
November is coming. That's
pretty unavoidable.
Right, yeah. and in the Hub, that really means we're getting ready for the holidays. We're going to be part of MOA's Wine Walk this year, which is November 9th. And that's really, it's a new program, part of their Blooming Holidays. So there's about 20 different locations in downtown West Bend that will have wine tasting and food. We're working with the Linden Inn. They have a new chef, and they will be highlighting some of his new things at the Hub. And we're at one of the stops. So you can get tickets for the wine walk on MOA's website and join us on November 9th. We've got some holiday merchandise that's starting to come in, some new mugs and cups and things that we're excited. Those will be showcased in the Hub. Great holiday gift giving. Maybe throw a little Hub gift card in there in the mug.
There you go.
Right? Yep. And our collection bin will be out in November in the Hub again. We're going to be helping the Harvest House with their Thanksgiving dinner. So it'll be things like stuffing and stuff like that. You can watch for more details coming soon.
All right. That sounds good.
So,
now, fall, a beautiful time to go out and enjoy the trails and hike and so on and so forth. So I guess that sends us over
to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit first about who you are, what you do for Washington County Parks and Trails, and like why you are a part of the community? Why are you in Washington County, and what benefit do you give to our residents?
Sure. So, yeah, my name's Eric Hyde. I'm the Park and Trail Manager for Washington County. I've been with the park system for about 3 years. Before that, I was with the county's Land and Water Conservation Division, working with farmers and helping doing a lot of water resource problems and issues, helping farmers out. So did a switch about 3 years ago into the park system. It was about the same time that we were kind of transitioning and pushing towards being a much more sustainable park system. And really looking at our resources and allocating them towards our priority parks and trails that people are really using. So I think we've seen a big change in the last 3 years in the quality of some of them. So our county parks consist of Glacier Hills County Park in Richfield, Homestead Hollow down in Germantown. And then in the West Bend area, we've got Ackerman's Grove, Leonard J. Yar, and Sandy Knoll County Park. And then there's also Heritage Trail. So those are our six main parks, as well as the Eisenbahn Trail. Okay. That we manage with the West Bend, City of West Bend.
Okay, so, of course, because you're here with the Volunteer Center, we're going to talk about how you use volunteers in the parks.
Yeah, so we've always had Boy Scout and Girl Scout groups like that coming towards us, doing some asking if there's any volunteer needs. Our staff's kind of been whittled down, so there's definitely a lot of things in the park system to do. But one of the more exciting things we've been starting to add disc golf courses, dog parks. We're looking to add mountain bike trails and just bringing up those amenities that there's a desire for. You start to see people coming out and want to help and want to see those things get in. So the disc golf course out at Sandy Knoll County Park has been almost entirely volunteer put in. There's thousands of hours of work that have gone on there. So that's something really great to see the community working for it. And the end result is they get one of the nicest courses in the county here for them to play.
And if somebody wanted to get involved, how would they contact you?
So they can obviously go to the Volunteer Hub. That's a great way to reach us. Otherwise, they can search us on Google or call us. They can call us. Our main office number is 262-335-4445. But there, outside of just those amenities, there's also a ton of volunteer opportunities. So one of the things we've been trying to focus more on is getting back into our kind of natural area management. So I'm sure most people are aware of buckthorn and other plants like that. We've got some areas where Japanese knotweed is kind of kicking in. So we're really looking for volunteers to help kind of attack that and get our nicer primary environmental areas back into an excellent shape. And the county also, in our department, we have our AIS program. So that's our Aquatic Invasive Species program. And they have a lot of volunteers in there. They do clean boats, clean waters, and they're always looking for people to talk to boaters and inform them about invasive species coming around. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about starry stonewort.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's been a very big problem in a lot of our lakes in the areas that can really do a number on the lake's aquatic plant diversity, and also that affects fishing too. So something important if you like fishing. So
so volunteers are really important to your new conscious efforts that you are putting for.
Yep. Yeah, they really are. Our staff consists of myself. We have a park superintendent, and then we basically have a maintenance crew of four. So with 1,200 acres, 40 plus miles of trails, there's 30, 40 buildings. There's always plenty to do. So it's been exciting. And another thing that we've been doing is we've been fixing up the Hall of Glacier Hills, Glacier Hills County Park.
Right, yeah.
So that used to be an orphanage. It was St. Emilion's Orphanage until about the 70s, and the county bought it. It was a full camp. There was a dozen cabins, a big hall, the Little Flower Mission Chapel, which was actually built in Holy Hill. They moved that over to the camp in the 20s. So that's there now. We fixed all that up, and we've been renting that out for weddings, and we fixed up some of the original 1920s cabins, and we're renting those out. So
cool. We've been, fun.
Yeah, we've been putting a big focus out there. So a beautiful park and beautiful area. We rented the four cabins this summer for the first time, and every single weekend they've been booked.
Oh.
Still got people coming out there. There's no heat in there, but people are still wanting to come out there.
Wonderful. So that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So but before we went on the air, we were talking a little bit, and you said that you do have some events, but that you're kind of winding down for the year. But can you just talk a little bit about some of the events you have throughout the year so people have them in mind for next year.
Sure. So, yeah, just a couple weekends ago, we had Fall Fest out at Homestead Hollow County Park in Germantown. So that we worked with the Village Germantown Park and Rec, and we had bouncy houses, food trucks, a bunch of kid painting, pumpkin painting. There's pumpkin bowling, just a lot of fun events, cookie painting. We had a bluegrass band playing in the new barn that we were renovating, beer garden and that kind of stuff. So been really trying to focus on getting more events in the parks to get more people to come out there. So we don't want to be the park systems that people drive by on the county roads and see the big brown signs pointing that way. We want people to know those parks and use them. So we've been trying to do a lot more events. We do a lot of beer gardens, which are very family friendly. We've been working with the Hometown Association, the guys that put on the Homegrown Music Festival.
Sure.
So we're working to get a lot more music in the parks. They've been really helpful with that, and we have a lot of big plans coming up next year for that. And we've been really open to just partnering with anyone available. So I know next year we'll probably do some kind of open mountain bike days in some of our parks just to get people excited about them. There's some really beautiful terrain in some of our parks that'll complement some of the other nice mountain bike areas in the county and in the area coming up.
So. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
So we must have some needs of the week.
Of course, we always do. Cedar Community is looking for van drivers to drive their community van, minivan for Cedar Ridge residents to go shopping, doctor's appointments, similar locations like that. Drivers are needed for a few hours during the morning or the afternoon shift. All destinations are here in West Bend. Volunteers must have a valid Wisconsin driver's license and proof of insurance, and of course, lunch is provided.
If you are a group and you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, we've got one here. Interfaith Caregivers wants to engage groups to for tasks such as meal preparation and delivery, yard or home cleaning, raking leaves in the fall, and other similar things like that. So you can contact Interfaith Caregivers directly or use our volunteer website.
And last today, we are, do you enjoy horses and people? Make a big difference in a unique way. Volunteer during a rides and reins therapy session for a child with a disability. Opportunities with training include walking next to the horse and rider for safety, leading, grooming, and saddling the horse, and a variety of barn chores. Sessions begin May 1st and run Saturday mornings and Wednesday and Thursday afternoons.
They just had their Fall Fest past weekend.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right, well, those are three volunteer opportunities, but just in case those don't happen to appeal to you, I bet there's a place where you could find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely. Just visit us at our website at www.volunteernow.net.
We can always call, and you get to talk to Becky.
Absolutely.
All right. Call or stop in at the Hub and the Volunteer Center. Address once more.
Our address is 303 Water Street, West Bend.
Right down on the roundabout.
Yes.
So, all right. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. And
Michelle, Becky, thank you for coming. Good to see you again.
You too.
And I guess anything else? Anything else we want to talk about today?
I think
we're 2 minutes short today, which hardly ever happens
it
with
hardly
us.
Hardly ever happens.
So, talk about people can just swing by and enjoy a nice beverage on these cooler afternoons.
Yeah,
at the Hub.
We still have, you know, here's a thing we don't ever talk about. If you're not a coffee drinker, you know, maybe you still want to come to the Hub. And there's really delicious things right now, especially. We have local apple cider that they're making a hot apple cider drink with. You can get a pump of caramel in it, and then it's like a caramel apple drink. I always tell people about that one if they're like, well, I don't really like coffee. And they love that one.
All right.
So there, that's a warm, fun fall drink to have.
Sounds good. All right.
Perfect time of the year to grab some coffee or hot cider and head out to the park and get a hike. And there's probably only one or two more weeks of good fall colors left before winter's here. So definitely something you'll want to take advantage of.
See?
There we go.
That.
See, we tie it all together. Look at that. Look at all that synergy we've got going here. All right. Thanks, everybody. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.
Kurdish-led Syrian forces say Turkey has lost.